You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Appeared named Chobab that met with Moshe Be'alav Shalom. Who is this gentleman? Chobab? Is it Ro?
Yes.
And so what happened to his name? How come he became Chobab?
I don't think he had seven names.
Right. Yitro had seven names, and Chobab also was added to his name because we're almost there. Why? Sorry? Right, but why this name? Why Chobab? Why he has such a name? Gematria is 18. Beautiful. So now, as Rashi HaKadosh explains, that every name that he had actually resembles the effort that he made. So Chobab, Milashon Chabib, dear. So he made Torah dear to the whole world, because by him converting, so everybody realized how Torah is dear, how he's good. That's why this name was given to him. So now here, Shabbat Shalom, you understood what happened?
Yeah.
So Shabbat Shalom is telling his father-in-law to stay with him. Why? No, Moshe was not Persian. He was not doing Tarot. So why did he ask Yitro to stay with him?
Because of the advice he gave him,
no? No, he says in the Torah.
Huh?
John?
He knew the way. He knew the whole map of...
Why? We don't need him. We have a navigator. We have the Anane HaKavod. We don't need Yitro. I asked the question first. Why is asking? So you'll be our eyes. Why?
Maybe that you will look after me.
Do what?
Maybe he meant that, okay, he would watch after him. So give him good advices and things like
that. Lanu means for all of us.
So because he's
Ger,
he has a high Kedusha, that's why
you're
asking him to stay.
Well, the reason that he's suggesting that he should stay is not that he's holy and so on. Just say, Lanu le'inayim. It should be as a director to direct us.
Not the director, like you said.
Yes, right.
It means that you can be like our advisor.
Well, he already advised before, as far as we see Parashat Yitro, he made a division, and then we went by what he suggested. That's it.
Because he was in contact with people, so he knew how to relate.
Oh, he had party bazi, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah. But they didn't need any party bazi, you know, in desert. What do you need to do? So here is an interesting point that Shabbat Shalom wants Yitro to accompany them, and The intention of Shabbat Shalom was at the time that Am Yisrael, they're traveling on the desert, obviously they see lots of miracles, right? All the miracles, they had food,
water,
kind of, you know, constant basis every day. So they didn't have to worry about going to downtown or uptown, lo adenu adechem, or look for water or shelter or turn on the air conditioning, turn it off. Some people are cold, some people are hot. So they didn't have these issues.
Or any shoes or any dresses.
Right. So now here, the normal reaction when you have constant circumstances that everything is provided for you, so then what's going to happen to you? Well, you get used to it and then become something that is natural and normal. So then you don't realize this is a miracle.
And then you start to na-na.
No, Chas v'Shalom. God forbid.
Yeah, because when you see that it's not new, you get... You want more things, so you nag.
Well, the problem out here is, no, when people go to sleep... You went to sleep at night, the last night, you went? Yeah. So, were you excited you got up this morning?
No.
No, I asked, were you excited that you got up in the morning?
No.
I mean, was this something very, like, and above the nature you got up this morning?
No. The alarm, then there's a nature.
So you get used to it. You know, you got used to it, you get up, and then not only that, you put your feet down, not only that, you stand up, and not only that, you walk!
You get upset if you don't get up.
Well, that's different issues for a different lecture. No, but the point of the matter here is, obviously, as soon as you open your eyes, so then... How do you say it?
Modani.
How do you say modani?
Why do you say modani?
So people know they say modani like 10 times within the lecture because they feel keep falling asleep. Modani, 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 modani. Because their eyes opens. But here, when you say modani, לפניך המלך חי וחיים שחזרת בנשמתי ככה, just like this, you give my neshama back. No excitement, you just start dancing, you know, jumping up and down. But, you know, you get used to it, you get up, you come out of the bed, you start walking, and then your hand moves, and then, you know, get in the car. And then some people at home, they start their car before even they come out. It's like, you know, the good old days for the horse, they would whistle. So now today, they press the remote, the car turns on, they go in, and then that's it. Mashallah, shalom. Know that Am Yisrael, you know, every day they see the miracle and they got used to it. So he said, we need you. You have to wake us up and tell us, this is a miracle. You're such lucky. You're so privileged. Who has such a privilege that every day the food is by your tent? The water comes by your door. Arohat. You know, free, no charge. And as the path of the water would go to the tent, the trees would grow. They had peach, cherries, kiwi, pear, apple.
For free.
No charge. Yeah. Kiwi too, yeah. And avocado, yeah.
No mango?
No mango. He says, stay with us. We need you to open our eyes.
It's happening today, though.
It happens every day. Yeah. It happens every day. You know, there is a minhag in Europe that on the top of the teva, they have an egg of a bird. You heard about this?
No.
Yeah. It's called, the bird is Ya'ana. Ya'ana, that this bird will not permit to have, is Bat Haya'ana, that we see in the list of the animals and the birds and the fish that we could have or were not permitted. So this bird has a egg that some kehilot in Europe, they put the egg on the top of the, I don't want to quote this. You never heard about this?
No.
I just told you.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So what about, why they put the egg?
I'm going to explain. So now this bird is amazing. How the egg will hatch. How does it do it? You know how you didn't hear, so I have to tell you.
Yeah, the little bird from inside poke the thing and shell and break it.
That's like a barrel. No, it's not true. That's not this bird. Probably talking about a different bird. But this bird has a different way to hatch the egg. The way he does it, he stares, he gazes at the egg. And while that he's gazing, oy vavoy, that this bird, for any reason, they will be distracted, no matter what. It will attack and destroy whoever that distracts them when he stares at the egg. It's an amazing thing.
The mother?
Wow.
Huh? The mother stares?
Yeah, the mother stares at the egg. And then, if like something distracts him, he attacks and destroys. So now, in the Beit Knesset, they put the egg on the top of the Arona Kodesh. Why?
Nobody distracts.
So now, the intention here is to watch out for the Gabbai. Because Gabbai, if you speak in the middle of Chazarat Hashas, he's going to do the same thing to you.
No,
that's not the reason. That's not the reason. But the reason here is that the message here is that we are supposed, expected, obviously, to not be distracted, especially when we come to Beit Knesset, what the task we have. But the point of matter, the philosophy behind it here is very beautiful, and that is, sometimes we become distracted. You know, what Hashem does for us? We take it as a granted. Yeah, I got up, you know, I walked, I moved my hand, put it in my mouth, and I eat. But the problem here is not true at all. You are distracted. Why? Because you don't realize what Hashem does for you on a momentary basis. You don't realize that how fortunate you are. And unfortunately, God forbid, not for anyone, there are people that months and months and years, they're not able to come out of the bed. They're not able to put their feet down from the bed. And they're not able to eat. They eat from somewhere else, from here. And here, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom is teaching us. Stay with us, open our eyes, because we're in the circumstances that we see miracles constantly. That's how it should be, that's what it's supposed to be. And it's not true at all. And he wanted Yisroel to stay with them to make him realize, wow, see how privileged you are. You have to thank Ribbono Shel Olam every second for what Allah has given you. And that needs constantly the awareness that we should have. I'm so lucky, I'm so privileged. And don't be demanding. Don't be demanding. Whatever that Hashem has given you, you have to show the appreciation and gratitude constantly. Hashem is like, you know, to show her.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.